We are recording right now, and we're going to continue talking about the surah of the foolish spider. The foolish what?
Spider.
Now, why is that spider foolish?
Because he is.
No, because he made a big mistake. What is that big mistake, Lena?
He thinks that his web is a shelter when it can be easily torn down. And it's not a shelter because it has holes in it and it can't
keep it from worms. Good job! So the spider is foolish. So let's write down why this spider is foolish. The spider is a foolish spider. The spider is a foolish spider. Let's write down why he's a foolish spider. He's a foolish spider. Because?
The other home of his email, Sahimo?
Yes. Because? He thinks that? He thinks something that is very foolish to think, which is? He thinks that? His house? Is
very protected.
Going to shelter him, but it won't. Number one, that's number one. Number two, thinks that his house is going to protect him. But it will not. And thinks that his house is going to cover him. No, so we have shelter, protection, and cover. Cover, like hide, like he can like go to the bathroom in his house and nobody can see him, something like that.
Wait, spiders go to the bathroom. Spiders live long legs.
I'm just kidding. Covers
so the first one
him,
is,
but
it's
it
like
will not. Right.
The first one's a home. The second one is.
It's a shelter, no.
Him.
It's a protection, no. Yes. It's a cover, no. It's neither one of those three things. Now, when you see a spider thinking that, you say, poor spider, I really feel for you. You're so dummy. You don't know what you're doing. You think this is a house? That's not a house, my dear spider. It is very, very foolish of you to think that this is a house. Now, Allah is using that example to describe what? Allah, not the spider.
When like the Prophet and Abu Bakr were like running from the people and you were trying to kill them, the spider like covered the thing so they don't think that's it.
No, that wasn't it, huh?
The kuffar. Like,
yes, what is the example? Not only the kuffar. It is general. General statement for those who depend on other than Allah. Those who depend on other than Allah. So, this example is given by Allah to describe those who depend on other than Allah. Those who think that they can depend on other than Allah. So those who think that they can depend on other than Allah, those are the spider. Those are the spiders. So those are equal to the foolish spider. And then other than Allah, is spider house. So basically Allah is saying, those who depend on other than Allah is like a foolish spider. Because the spider is fooled by his house, and those guys are fooled by this other than Allah thing. This other than Allah thing. And this is an important thing to think of, because people sometimes depend on the money in the bank, for example. When somebody says, I depend on this money in the bank, I want this money in the bank, okay, more than I want anything else. I will do anything, halal or haram, to get this money in the bank. They are having so much hope and dependence on their money in the bank. Then we tell them, you are acting like a foolish spider.
Ankabut.
And this foolish spider, you're making the same mistake like this foolish spider. So your brain is no bigger than the brain of the little spider. Okay? Now, another example. Those who think that people of power, people of what? Power, are going to provide them more protection than Allah, are going to provide them more protection than who? Allah. Then they are what? They are acting like the foolish spider. Yes. Yes. So this is why part of your homework part one, is to give 10 examples of people who are acting like foolish spider.
Real people,
just write like the names are.
Give 10 examples.
Real people?
Real examples.
Wait, sorry, real people.
You can make up examples or make real stories of people who act, who make the same mistake like the foolish spider. Who make the same mistake as the foolish spider.
So that's part one.
As the one made by the foolish spider.
Would you have to email
them
to you?
Yes. Email.
How many words?
10 examples.
Wait, is it like people?
Huh?
No, like live
examples. Live examples. Life examples, that's right. Life examples.
No. So it's not real people. It's
no, just life examples. Give me 10 life examples. And we can talk about a few examples. I'm going to talk about a few examples with you, but you promise me not to use them, okay?
No, that's okay. Don't talk about them.
Yeah.
Don't talk about them.
Okay, I'm going to talk about one example. And you can use it. How about that?
Okay.
If you're not allowed to use it, then you can go.
You are so
generous. Oh my God. I'm having a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's now study the actual ayah that says that, and then give the example. The ayah says that مثل مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء. كمثل العنكبوت. No, that's not ayah 4. That's the ayah in the middle of the surah, where the surah took the name of, from this ayah. اتخذت بيتا. Yes, this is the ayah we're going to memorize. وَإِنَّ I'm going to tell you the number in a second. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ Did you write this? Write the ayah. I want you to write it. Take notes. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبِيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Okay. This means that the example of the ones
who... Wait, is that fourth ayah?
No, that's not the fourth ayah. That's just one ayah in the middle. We're going to memorize it. We're going to memorize it, not in the middle. It's, I'm going to mention the number. Just let me look quickly. There's a Quran here. There's no Quran.
Oh, it's over there. Inside those baskets.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, use Quran.
So that is.
بيت
العنكبوت. بيت العنكبوت. This is ayah 41. Ayah 41. Trust me, I have seen people who are acting just exactly like this foolish spire. So many people. They will trust. They will trust what they have in their hands more than they trust what Allah has for them. How? Allah has for you Jannah, promises with Jannah, right? People will give you, that is a true promise. If you do what Allah wants, Allah is promising you Jannah. People try to get you to do things that Allah doesn't like, okay? And promise you things in your hand right now, okay? Promise you things that they will give to you right now, that are better than they are saying. It's better than what Allah is going to give to you, because you never know. They call the promise of Allah pie in the sky. They call the promise of Allah what? Pie in the sky.
Oh, did you see the pie in the sky?
Oh, did you see
the pie that was on the sky?
It was going to fifth period.
Yes, but look at...
They're literally... Berkeley University was writing... all of pi throughout the Bay Area with jets, so they're like using smoke party. To write it out.
But what? Is it the real pi?
Yeah.
The whole
no, no. Can you eat it? No. What I meant is that it's a it's a fake pi. It's a fake pi. What I'm trying to say here is what people try to make you think that Jannah is nothing but a false promise. They say pie in the sky, like it's something that's not going to happen. It's like ha ha ha, pie in the sky, by and by. Pie in the sky,
like
by and by. So, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Okay?
Should I say it after you?
Okay, so let's do the one by one together. مثل الذين اتخذوا مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله so من دون الله what is the تجويد rule in من دون الله yes إخفاء Yes, ghunna of ikhfa. Okay? And this one is, there is a madda here.
Wait, is it same surah?
Yes.
Obviously. Ayah
41. مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء.
مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء.
Say it with me, everybody. مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء. أولياء.
أولياء.
كمثل العنكبوت.
كمثل العنكبوت.
العنكبوت. This غنّة is coming from what? العنكبوت. Is caused by what rule of تجويد? It's also إخفاء. كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا.
كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا.
وإن أوهنا. Here we have غنة because it's نون مشددة. وإن yes.
What's that?
إخفاء. This one is غنة. كانوا كاف.
Oh,
لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون. كانوا right here. كاف لو لام واو. This one? I'm saying this is madda. So I am saying this is madda. So we're saying anybody who depends on other than what Allah has given us, what Allah has said we can depend on, which is Himself, depend on other than Allah. Okay, why is that? People want to be treated, this is how the logic works. People want to be treated like gods on earth, right?
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, let's say the Pharaoh, for example.
I was going to say
that. Yeah, just as an example. He wants to be treated like God on earth. All right?
Or Hitler.
He wants to, he has this hunger inside him. He's hungry for greatness. He's mad for greatness. I call it like mad for greatness. He wants to be great. He wants to feel that he's his greatness. So in order to fulfill this hunger inside him, hunger for greatness, he asked people to treat him like God on earth. Now, in order for people to treat him like God on earth, he has to deceive. No, not prove him. Nobody can do that. But he has to deceive the people. He has to deceive the people and trick them to do that. How? How is the trick works? He can tell them that he has in his hands things right now, okay, that he can give to them if they treat him like God on earth. They treat him the way we should treat God, Allah. So he says, I have things in my hand right now that I can give to you if you treat me like God on earth. And these things are usually what? Money, power, gold, protection.
Wait, with gold, was it really easy to get gold back then?
Yes.
In Africa,
there was a lot of gold in Egypt. But hold on. The point here is, if you believe him, let's say he wants you to support him. And on his... In return for your support, he's going to give you things that nobody else is able to give you. And these things are going to be like money, power. So if you trust him and depend on what he gives you and ignore the promises of Allah, then you're in trouble. You are like a foolish spider.
Wouldn't he like deceive you that nobody else could give you this?
Well, if you're deceived, then you're a foolish spider.
Like, deceive you that, like, nobody else can give you this?
Right. And that's what the Pharaoh will try to make you understand. He will try to convince you that nobody else can give you this. And if you listen to me and treat me like God on earth, you are going to get this and this and this and this. If you don't, I'm going to kill you. Or I'm going to take these away from you. Now, if you believe him, then you're a foolish spider. Yes. What you want to do is you want to do what Allah wants, not what the Pharaoh wants. If the Pharaoh asks you to do something that Allah wants, good, you do it. But if he tells you to do opposite to what Allah wants, you say what?
No.
No. Because I am not a foolish I am not a foolish spider.
No.
No, I am not a foolish spider. What Allah has is better than what you have. What Allah has is what?
Better
than what you have. What are you going to give to me? $1 million? Allah has Jannah. Better than that. What else do you have for to give to me? Security, royal security, a royal protection. Allah has better than me. If he wants to protect me, he will. If he doesn't want to protect me, then you can't protect me. Okay? And Allah gave the Pharaoh this much power to deceive people as a what?
Why did Allah give him?
As a test. Perfect.
Oh, is it time to go?
As a test. Yes, it's time to go. But it is as a test. Allah's testing you. Are you going to believe the Pharaoh?
Never.
And depend on him? Or yeah, in real life, people go into very difficult situations. Because if they don't follow what the Pharaoh wants, the Pharaoh will give them a hard time. Yes. So next time, the homework is part 2 is memorize Ayah 41.
Oh my God.
All over.
Oh my God.
That's it.
Yeah.